Hiya, this is Shiny Dunster from the International Bunch. Today we're going to talk about Bring Your Own, BYOB, putting the fun into virtual networking and conferences. These last few weeks and the impact of COVID-19 have seen scores of events cancelled, including London Book Fair, Redux and UKSG. In fact, the last conference we attended was Researcher to Reader and we haven't been to one since. Not only are we missing out on chatting, networking together at venues, but we're also missing out on the valuable content and discussions that we were seeking to learn more about. Now that many are having to work remotely, this presents opportunities to create exciting environments to engage and learn. We're pleased to see some, like ALPS, taking the initiative to hold a virtual event so we can still get access to the content. Even if this means being at home whilst we attend, a big plus is that virtual conferences reduce a carbon footprint. You can attend at your desk or stream into a room for people to drop in and out of, and make them more accessible to people who are often unable to attend events due to travel and budget constraints. Some are making these events open to all, but some are paid to access. We think whichever model works well. As long as the content is great quality and worth our time investment, and we can get some interaction out of it. Last week, we spoke with Dr. Tamika Hayden, who organises the annual Research Impact Summit, a virtual conference that our CEO, Lou Peck, has attended herself, and also said it's fab and well worth registering for and joining as a member to get access to content all year long. Later this year, we are going to be organising a virtual marketing conference, so this conversation was really important for us. We host a number of webinars and panel discussions for clients and deliver them ourselves. But who better to receive some additional hints, tips, guidance and lessons learned from but Tamika? Years ago, maybe 2011, our CEO Lou Peck attended and manned a virtual exhibition stand during a virtual conference. It was great because delegates came and asked her questions about the publisher she was working for and she could address them then and there. But she could also attend the conference sessions. Those questions she couldn't answer just meant a quick message to another team member and she could come back very quickly with an answer, probably a bit before its time, but we may see more of these now. If you're looking to position yourself as a thought leader, virtual events are a great tool to use, especially when interviewing people for the event, as you learn so much. It can be really help to build credibility. In the spirit of our ethos, supporting community learning and advancement together, we wanted to share with you some helpful hints and tips if you're thinking about organising a virtual event. Improving the attendee experience. Pre-record sessions run on-demand version to reduce technical issues. This also means you have the content available to fall back on should you need it. You can easily edit recordings and you can accommodate multiple time zones. Send the presenters questions prior to interviewing them so you know what is being discussed. Mix it up. Host the sessions live and run on-demand content. This reduces the reliance on having people there or issues with the quality of the sound it produced live. You can have the speaker there as part of the Q&A, but run the recorded version first. You'd need someone to host and then someone managing the Q&A and any support technical queries. Use a service like Skype, Teams, WebEx or Zoom to record you both on the screen. People prefer to see people on screen or video with you both in the same space. They find conversational content more engaging and it is more natural for the presenters and hosts to let the conversation flow. Do an initial introduction and then have the discussion in more of a conversational format to keep it engaging. For example, videoing someone presenting in a lecture theatre doesn't have the same appeal and level of engagement as two people talking close up. People absorb and learn information in different ways. FAQ is a great method we use when we do training. This basically means that everyone has a different learning style, whether visual, auditory or kinesthetic, most are a mixture of all with dominance in one. So the best way to engage people's eyes, ears and minds is by presenting something they can watch, hear and interact with, like polls, discussions, Q&As. Don't just have a slide deck with someone speaking. This is also a great tip to think about when doing team conference calls. In short, you do lots of testing to access the content and develop the user experience, as well as listen and apply relevant feedback. Laptops tend to have a directional microphone, so to prevent echoing and better sound quality, use an external microphone and camera or use headphones. Have a well-lit room with a neutral background. Some services like Zoom allow you to change your background, though you may need a green background for this. This is also an advantage of pre-recording. So, using a format that works. Show the presenter and their slide deck on the screen in a split screen, for example, half and half. This works well for people who prefer to watch and listen to the person speaking if showing it live. Use a chat box on the site to engage with the users and update them on the conference agenda. You may find some use Twitter or other social platforms, so of course, ensure you have a consistent, well-marketed hashtag to measure social success. Being virtual, you can run concurrent sessions at the same time with different panel discussions. It doesn't have to be a static agenda. The maximum conference session would ideally be 1 hour, 30 minutes with Q&As, and then have a break. Break that up, so 20 minutes presenting, 10 minutes Q&A, 20 minutes presenting, 10 minutes Q&A, and so on. We know from webinars that 22 minutes is the optimum time for attention. People tend to drop off to go to a meeting. So 25 minutes plus 5 minutes with Q&As works well. If you do go to 1 hour, split up having a poll at the beginning to better understand your audience, a poll in the middle to check their level of understanding, and a poll at the end to see whether their opinion has changed from an earlier poll, or if they have achieved the objective you set out for the session. For example, to understand what open access limitations are. Include breaks during the session so people can leave their desk and get lunch. Access to content. Use a service that will enable content to go live at a specific time detailed in the agenda. People can click on the agenda link as and when the content goes live. You can even use a countdown clock, which helps with managing different time zones. You can publish the content in YouTube, Vimeo, or in your video player at the time you need it to go live. Note that not all video players are accessible all over the world. For example, YouTube is banned in China. WordPress can allow you to do this, for example, with a plugin. The more automated you can make the access, the better, and the less admin for you. Take the content off a week later if you want to monetize it as a revenue stream. Some services like Zoom allow you to live stream to YouTube and Facebook. For example, you can increase the reach of your audience and channels if your content is available on. Making the most of virtual networking. Physical and virtual interaction is hard to compare. It's a bit like comparing apples and oranges. Sure, you don't get to meet people face to face physically when virtual, but you do get to create cool environments that everyone can access and feel like they are taking part in, even if they are shy or not an active participant. Create networking environments using a space like Zoom rooms. Have a topic theme with a host to facilitate conversations, whether industry specific, like your thoughts on open research progression, or more random, like tell us your favourite pet and why. Ask their name and organisation and social handle for others to connect with them. Go around each person and find out whether they want any direct introductions or what they want to get out of joining the room. Just ensure you have housekeeping rules. For example, mute when not talking. You can drop in and out of Zoom rooms. Culturally, some people won't be as chatty as others, so try and mix up the room and have some interactive people in, but give others the opportunity to talk. For example, Europeans and Canadians can be quite chatty, whereas Australians and New Zealanders and those in the Asia Pacific tend to be a little quieter. You may want to host these networking sessions as live talking, as a live chat, or a mixture of both. It depends ultimately what you want to achieve, but both would probably be best. Some fun ideas for virtual networking include, and remember to use a social hashtag, run surveys to gain industry feedback, and use tools like Mentimeter and Slido and publish the results online and through social media. Pick names out of a hat and those people go to a specific themed room, a bit like a blind date. Have an obscure and fun process or task for them to do. Partner them up with someone else to complete a challenge or a puzzle and get them to tweet or post on social media with their result. Ask them to post a picture of their working environment on social media. Have a welcome reception with Bring Your Own and ask them to take a picture with their tipple and add to social media. For example, our CEO's is a photochromic with no eyes. What's yours? And guess the sound. Zoom, for example, has done an update so you can hear the music your computer is playing, often disabled by many platforms so you can play a quiz to guess the tune. Or who said quiz night couldn't be virtual. And lastly, post-event ideas. When thinking about the longevity of content and remarketing, there are ways to continue to increase the impact of your content. Create digestible chunks of your content by breaking up into smaller pieces for short videos and cluster into themed content and use across the business. If you've created content for free, gate it after a period of time and provide an annual subscription to the content produced throughout the year, even historical content from previous years. Look at creating short-term access pricing so someone doesn't need to commit to a year or licensing the content out of a perpetual access to the so the customer can host the content themselves in their own platform repository for internal use. We hope you have found the above insightful. There are lots of platforms you can use and ways to deliver these events. Thank you for listening today.